And then we can ask, how does one achieve a relationship to God? Well, this I don't have to tell the students or friends of the New School of Social Research. There are two ways of becoming related to this particular deity. One is the way of the Jewish tradition. Another is the way of the Christian. Third is, of course, the way of the Muslim. In the Jewish tradition, God has a covenant with a certain people. No one else is in on this. Now, how does one achieve membership in that group? This was defined in Jerusalem only a couple of years ago by birth from a Jewish mother. And by honoring in one's life the covenant. Okay. Next, the Christian. Christ is true God and true man. Now, this in Christianity is regarded as a miracle. In the East, this is the point that everybody must realize about himself. Now, how does one become related to Christ? Christ, through his humanity, is related to us. Through his divinity, he relates us to God. How do we become related? By baptism into his church. Again, a social institution. We are utterly dependent upon two social institutions which have put forward pretty exorbitant claims for themselves. And these claims are now brought in doubt by certain facts that we would wish had not been found. As a result, there is what we call doubt in the world and disequilibrium. So we have it in our tradition. And the great thing that's happening with the coming of these Oriental influences into our shut-out lives is that it's waking us to our own heritage, which was there before this religion came to us and is in our hearts at this moment. The experience that you can recognize as you read the writings of the European scholars of the 19th century, when they began to realize what Buddhism and Hinduism was saying, is an awakening of their own pre-Christian hearts. The recognition of what was already stated in the great Greek tradition, in the Roman tradition, and is implicit in Celtic and Germanic mythology. This is all based on the idea of the sacred grove, the sacred object, nature within and without, and mythology not as an account of pseudo-historical facts supposed to have happened somewhere, but as a poetic revelation of the mystery of that which is now and forever and your own being.